He's half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, the time right now, 29 minutes before the top of the hour. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Messy Monday.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning to you. It's Monday, a beautiful, beautiful day. And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Ricky, the Proud Warriors are being solicited
for
one of your homeboys, y'all. The National Enquirer, y'all, reporting that Ruben Studdard, y'all, they're saying that his family is frightened to death. They're fearing, y'all, that Ruben is going to die at an early age. They're saying that he's weighing almost a ton. And they're saying, y'all, that the family is expecting him to die at a young age. And
that is not so. Ruben has lost a lot of weight.
No, he lost 60 pounds. They say he lost 60 pounds. He got off with a great start. But they say quickly after that divorce came up in those court battles, they're saying that he's eating himself into oblivion.
That's understandable. So. And he is a vegetarian.
What?
Well, a lot of times vegetarians don't eat healthy. Think about it. French fries, fried mushrooms.
Oh.
It doesn't necessarily.
Everything got cheese on it.
Yeah.
It
really?
Yeah. No. You don't have to. It's not all the time healthy.
Oh, well, let's keep
moving. All they need to do is go to Chuck's Steakhouse and let them put some meat in your mouth.
Well, we need to pray, y'all. Hopefully that Ruben gets well, y'all. And honey, that, you know, then he don't eat himself death, y'all. Early death.
No, we're not going to claim that.
Living longer than us.
All right. Moving on. Another celebrity news. Speaking of living, y'all, honey. Matt Fittis. Y'all know who Matt Fittis is. He was the bodyguard, the one-time bodyguard to Michael Jackson, y'all. He's revealing a lot, y'all. He said that Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston had a brief fling. He said, y'all, that Michael Jackson dreamed of making a life with Whitney Houston. He said, now, the good thing about this affair was, he said, y'all, quote, this affair would end all the myths that Michael was some kind of child molester. He said Michael Jackson was definitely a straight man, and he said that Michael and Whitney loved one another. He said, but Michael did get a little upset when he heard about the rumor that Whitney had slept with Jermaine Jackson. He said, but he continued to hold the candle for his relationship with Whitney Houston, even though they met back in 1991. He said that they became a kindred spirit.
I think all of us had a Whitney Houston crush back in the day. All of us.
Yeah, well, not me, but yeah. But anyway, so this.
Even you, Gary. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love her music. You know, as a matter of fact, I was listening to her music
yesterday. You know you would have hit it.
Moving on. Another celebrity news shot.
Never mind.
You know you can beat some up back in the day.
Well, yeah, back in the day when I was younger, but I didn't know no better. But anyway,
listen.
Moving on. Another celebrity news, y'all. Ooh, baby, this is messy. Taya Wright, baby. Y'all know Miss Taya Wright, honey, formerly Miss Taya Carter, who was married to Lil Wayne, who's now married to Memphis. They're saying that she announced that she is pregnant, y'all, and there's photos to show to prove that she's pregnant. They're saying that she may be in her second trimester. And you know, ain't that messy, honey? She's showing what it really looked like to be pregnant, because I know Beyonce didn't do it. But anyway, child, she's showing the world that she's pregnant. And congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm having a baby. I love that New Orleans accent.
All right. And then my final story, y'all. Baby, that tramp was invited to the correspondence dinner. How dare they?
Kim Kardashian.
Now, let me tell you, they're saying, y'all, that the first lady made a requirement that she could come to the dinner, but she had to cover up. And she did cover up, y'all. She was looking cute. She had on a nice, long, cascading, crushed velvet green dress. She looked good. Her mama had on a red dress. But guess who looked a mess?
Who?
Alicia Keys.
She
had on a damn mustard yellow dress with black stockings. She looked a mess, honey. What's his name? Looking like a doggone pelican. Swizz Beatz looking like a pelican carrying her hand, honey. I'm like,
I thought they had broke
yes.
up.
No, that's her husband, Ricky. That's her husband. They still together.
I thought he went back to his baby mama.
No, but he's still seeing her, honey. You know how that's done, honey. You know how y'all do, honey. You still have your wife, honey. And then you have your woman, too. But anyway, she looked a mess, honey. Mary J. Blige, she looked like a pelican, baby. Yes, she did, Juicy. He did, at least. Now, Mary J. Blige looked great. She looked nice. Lindsay Lohan even looked good, honey. She looked amazing. Oh, you know, what's her name? That Dawson girl, Kim Dawson, whatever her name is. I didn't like the idea she shot on her breast. That was very disrespectful for the First Lady Michelle, for that woman to be around her husband with her doggone chest all out like that. That was not a good look.
But and yellow dress and black stockings don't match.
Hell no, it don't match. Please.
I mean, maybe she a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I mean, come on.
Black and yellow.
With all the money she got, she should have looked better than that. I was shocked that Alicia Keys looked that way. The color today, y'all, is a great color. One of my spring colors. My color today is Dolly Salmon. On the high end, you say Dolly Salmon, and on the low end, say reddish pink. She should have wore that doggone color, honey, because that was a mess.
Dolly Salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a beautiful color. Beautiful y'all color, give it up again with the team.
Yeah.